This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is rental property improvements to increase rent. But before we get started, I want to touch base with you guys, as I often do, just to see how you're doing and to encourage you. Boy, oh boy, there are like a lot of things going on right now, and I'm not doing a show on the coronavirus, but I know that that has really taken the headlines here. And I know there's a lot of question in people's minds, you know, is this going to impact the real estate industry? And a lot just depends really on just the longevity of this and also just the media coverage and a lot of other elements involved. But I can tell you one thing is that I'm sure glad I'm not in the stock market right now, because that has taken a real hit. And not to say that it won't recover. I mean, we could have a phenomenal recovery, just like we had a record-breaking low. But I'm just real glad I'm in real estate, because my dividends, so to speak, are not going to change one iota. The rents are still coming in and the properties are still doing good. I think that real estate investing is a good, solid place to be, definitely in light of the market right now. But anyway, just want to encourage you and hope you guys are doing well. I have my quick tip of the week. And I know I've talked about this before, but I think it's really a good resource, and it's something very simple, and most of us have it, and that is Facebook. But Facebook Marketplace is where I list a lot of my empty units, my vacant units. Reason being is that I think it's a good way. Normally, you know, some people will be reviewing the application of a tenant, and they'll look at and check their background. And part of that process sometimes is actually looking them up on online, social media, and so forth. But this is sort of a pre-application screener, which I think is a good vehicle to use. And one of the things that I notice is that when people will inquire about the ad, I will, you know, actually get involved in evaluating it, because I normally wouldn't get involved if my property management company is able to find a tenant pretty quickly. But if they're not, and we're moving sort of into that, okay, this is a little bit longer than it should be type of time frame, then I'll get involved. And what I'll do is, you know, I get responses. I can very quickly just go to that person's page. You look at them and you kind of get an idea of what kind of, you know, individual they might be. And again, yeah, I'm not trying to profile or you know, make any assumptions, but a lot of times there's some real obvious stuff in there. That you just want to go ahead. I respond to every single one of them. And what I'll do is I'll send a just cut and paste a little piece that says, thanks for responding. Please contact, and I'll give the name of the person at the property management firm to call and their personal phone number, and then even a link to our application. So I'll do that with everybody. But there's some people that you go, wow, this person's got a good job. You can see a lot of stuff on Facebook that shows some degree of, a reliability and the kind of qualities you would want in a tenant. And so I look at that and I say, I'll put in a little extra. So I'll ask them a question. How soon do you want to move? And they'll respond with me. And then I get a dialogue going. And in that dialogue, I could find out a lot about them and who they are and what their priorities are and so forth. And if it looks like this is a really good candidate, I might even, follow up on their application myself, but I will make a note of making sure that they are given to my contact at the property management firm to be able to really get a priority position in terms of getting their application reviewed quickly, because that's part of this process. Is a lot of people are applying to many different places, and if it's a really good applicant, they're going to go quick. So, that's just a little deal there. Just caution when you write to them. You got to be careful. You got to understand equal housing laws and so forth, and don't ask anything that would be in any way discriminatory or just be smart in that regard. So, but it is a good tool, and I have found some great tenants that way. Okay, on to our topic of rental property improvements to increase rent. Now, as a landlord, sometimes the margin is small. You've got a high mortgage rate, or you've got other expenses that are just taking the chunk out of your spread there. And so any way that we can increase our rents, it will help to boost that bottom line cash flow figure. So many landlords think, all you need to do is rent out your property, sit back and collect money each month without much thought. However, that's a far cry from the true story. If you want your rental property to yield its full potential, you need to optimize things. You need to think carefully about it and before you invest in it, of course. However, it might be difficult to decide where your money should go, as it is impossible to appeal to all potential tenants. Okay, this is only natural since we all have different needs and preferences. But there are certain things any of us would appreciate in a rental, from basic things such as cleanliness and functionality, all the way to little perks and amenities that simply make life easier. There are lots of upgrades for a rental property that can happen to give you that little emphasis to be able to boost your rent. Things that your competitor may not be offering. And I think that's what you're kind of looking for, is if you are the only one, for example, in your area for your type of apartment that is offering, let's say, a concierge service for people that you'll pick up their trash, from the front of their doorway or whatever it is, then it gives you an edge, and it gives you that qualification to be able to bump the rent. I think the first thing is just making sure everything is spotless. When you're especially going to show a place, that's just really key. It's not worth it to have somebody come in and everything else looks great, but all of a sudden they see this grime behind the stove or something like that. And so before you start putting your money into upgrades and things you're going to have to pay for, that are going to cost a little bit more, make sure your property is immaculate inside and out. And this is where my wife is great. She's the one that can give me that white glove test, as they would call it, where you didn't look in here. What about over here? Things that guys don't always think of that makes it that extra clean. Whether you're renting an apartment building or a house, you have to devote ample attention to, things like curb appeal as well. What does the place look like? A rather cost-effective way to sort of make the outside of a place shine is to pressure wash and getting rid of that extra dirt that might be making them appear older and make it more run down than they actually are. And it's usually pretty affordable. You can shop around, but pressure washing is not that expensive. As for the indoors, pay special attention to sort of moisture prone areas like under the sinks, if you have a basement, in the basement, and really look for anything that looks like even a hint of mold or something that's black, you know, like moisture base type thing that people may perceive as mold. You could put in brand new furniture and whatever you want, but if you have even a hint of mold beneath the surface, people would just run the other way. For cleaning, I would recommend too is, you know, spending a little money to have it professionally cleaned. And I know you're thinking, oh, cha-ching, you know, that's going to be expensive, but there are a number of great companies out there that have experienced professional cleaners that can literally deep clean your property the way that my wife would want it to be, from $20 per hour. And they can do windows, right? You've got companies like TaskRabbit.com, Handy.com, HomeAdvisors.com, and that's just a few. There's a lot of cleaners out there, and a lot of them have emerged since the Airbnb boom because they're required and needed for quick turnovers for Airbnb. So, you know, you might want to check into that. The windows are key. Some of the most essential features of any property are its windows. Not only should they be clean, but while you're upgrading, you know, you're thinking, well, that's not exactly cheap, but the impact a new window makes is unmatched. Old drafty windows are a deal breaker for many tenants, as it means that the rental property will have problems retaining warmth or cool air, making it uncomfortable to live there. Or the windows may stick or don't close all the way. New windows, on the other hand, are not only great at insulating the property, but they also look much better, allowing more light, and will have the chance to boost the interior design with stylish window treatments. Sometimes as little as installing practical minimalist blinds will make the room feel much more upscale. And there are certainly people willing to pay, you know, a higher price for that kind of style and comfort in a house. Another area, new doors. The doors of a rental property see a lot of traffic, so it's only natural they wear out after a while, which can give a bad impression of your property. You cannot expect tenants to be satisfied with the price of rent if the doors in the property are old, damaged, or even faulty. Changing the front door to a new, sturdy one is an excellent investment that has a huge bonus, both in the case of apartments and houses. Potential tenants will feel that they will be safe and sound inside a property with such a door. We installed decorative 6-panel metal fire doors. Okay, they're decorative, they're pretty, but they're solid and they're also fireproof, that transposed some of our apartments and the tenants' perception of their home. They felt safer and their entrance looked great. Also, make sure all the doors inside the rental are in as good a shape and function as the entrance door. Things such as creaky bathrooms or closet doors or a broken lock can be fixed in no time, but it really means a lot. Sometimes you can just upgrade the look of the door by changing the doorknob and deadbolts, making the door look more appealing. The bathroom. Okay, the bathroom's a key area. There's no doubt that besides the kitchen, the bathroom is one of the most important aspects of a home. Overhauling the bathroom is a costly project that would take a while to pay off. Mentioning a bathroom makeover, though, most people imagine the owner knocking everything down or rebuilding it anew because they don't like the color. The bathroom is one of the rooms that potential tenants are going to be the most interested in. Unfortunately, in many rental units, it's also the most neglected area. There are people who will skip on the property if the bathroom is dated or outright disgusting. And on the other hand, there are property owners who hesitate to rent the apartment because they feel the bathroom isn't presentable enough. A bathroom makeover doesn't have to break the bank, but there are small things you can do to make the space feel new. In a bathroom, the first thing that ruins the spotless look is the grout. Okay, if the grout is flaking or missing or, you know, cracking, whatever it may be, you definitely got to redo the grout. It's cheap and it's easy to do. Thankfully, it's not too difficult to restore the grout to its former glory. Another small upgrade for rental property that you should implement is getting a new toilet seat. It makes the toilet look brand new. I know a lot of landlords get these plastic toilets. I am just no fan of plastic toilets. They look cheap and they break, and you're going to have to replace it anyway. So I would say, you know, get a wooden toilet. It you know, something that's solid and looks nice. It's a huge plus in the eyes of the tenant. You can also buy a paint that you can actually apply directly over tiles if you need to deal with it, clean away old paint flakes and traces of mold. Again, if there's any kind of mold, look under that vanity sink area and make sure that that is mold free. That's where you use Kills paint, that sort of a foundation there, and then you can paint over that just to make sure it's all fresh and clean underneath. Buy a new shower curtain, and again, I'm a big fan of curtains as opposed to sliding doors. I say get rid of those sliding doors and the bathtubs. It's a maintenance headache. It's also dangerous, and they just break all the time. The curtains, you can get some real nice, cool looking curtains that make the room just pop too. Do any repairs on the vanity unit if you can. If you have to replace it, you can get replacements for fairly cheap, but try to preserve if you can. Replace faucets and shower heads. One of the popular things now are those real big head showers that it's kind of like a rainforest, and it just rains down, and they're 20 some odd bucks. It's worth it. It makes the shower look upgraded. One of my best fixes that we do are reglazing the bathtub and the surrounding tile. It's relatively reasonable cost wise, and it just makes it look like a new bathtub. So for around $200 to reglaze or less, or maybe a little bit more, it beats putting in a whole new new tub and shower unit. The flooring is key too. While small fixes can undoubtedly make you a little boost, there are also investments that are worth the money in the long run. One such investment, of course, is the flooring of the rental property. Carpet is not recommended since it's not really practical, neither in terms of cleaning nor in terms of lifespan. Also, one of the landlord's biggest expenses is turnarounds or turnovers, if you have had to deal with those costs. And the major costs, I'd say 90% of it, are carpet and paint. I mean, that's usually, if it's a quick turnaround, you got to replace the carpet. Sometimes you can clean the carpet and that's less. But, carpets harbor all kinds of stuff, whether it's bugs or dust or dirt or deep grime or whatever it is. And you just don't even have to deal with it if you do this. It's putting in planks, okay? Vinyl planks, luxury vinyl planks, LVPs, is an affordable, waterproof wood look following option that has great warmth and texture underfoot and installs with peel and stick, glue down, or click together ease. Most people could install it themselves if you're a do-it-yourself or a DIYer landlord. There are cheaper versions of vinyl plank, but you want the durability and longevity. The idea is that you don't have to replace that over a longer period. It does get damaged, but the cool thing about it is that because the planks are replaceable, you can literally, if you keep a supply of that particular style and color, you can just cut out the damaged area and pop in another one. And it's that simple. It's very functional. Now, if you want to go on the higher end, depending on your market, I wouldn't do this in most sea areas, but a high-end material such as timber flooring, on the other hand, it's known to last for generations and requires little maintenance. It immediately gives the entire space a luxurious appearance, which combined with the ease of maintenance is a big advantage tenants might be willing to pay a higher price for. After all, everyone loves a stylish flooring solution. Next area is appliances. Now, finally, another investment that might require some capital, but will pay for itself sooner than later, is equipping your rental property with some appliances that will make the lives of your tenants easier. Having new modern appliances will not only attract tenants who value comfort, but it will also justify increasing the rent considerably. While most renters will have their own, maybe their TVs and electronics and so forth, perhaps even a stove range, most of them don't own a washing machine and dryer. If you can provide them with an in-house laundry with a washing machine and dryer, you'll be able to earn some points and even increase the rents. So if you have space, adding a washing machine and a dryer to your rental property would be a game changer. Now they have these, you know, very thin little ones. You could, maybe you have a towel closet that you can convert. If it's near the bathroom, you could, pipe over to it. But, there are places you can fit these really compact units, and you can say you have a washer and a dryer. If you don't have an extra room, you can repurpose as laundry. You can install both the machines, even a kitchen cupboard. Dishwasher in the kitchen will increase the appeal of your rental property as well, making it more attractive for future potential tenants. A new dishwasher won't empty your bank account, and it definitely pays off in the end. And I know you're probably thinking, oh yeah, and every time I add a washer, a dryer, or a dishwasher, it's a headache. It's true. They may have problems. People may abuse them. You try to buy something that's going to last, and it will be more solid, but you also find people that can repair that for you rather easily, so that you don't have to deal with that yourself. But it can significantly increase your rent if there's nobody else in that area offering the same. Office space is another one. Now sometimes you may have a small room or a little tiny room. You're kind of wondering, what are we going to do with this room? Or too small to be a bedroom, or maybe even just have this alcove. Or maybe there's just some extra space in an extra large room. With more and more people telecommuting or simply working from home, refurbishing a space into a home office space might be just the amenity your rental needs to attract more desirable tenants. Young professionals who value the effort you've put into renovating and equipping the rental property they call home. While you can always find salvaged office furniture in the classifieds, and I found like great deals through Craigslist and especially OfferUp, you should also check out what online vendors like Wink have to offer. Home offices are among the most popular renovation projects, since apart from upgrading property for tenants, they also increase the total value of the apartment if you decide to sell it one day. If you don't have extra space, how about taking a second bedroom and maybe creating a little built-in area, maybe in the corner of that room, that can be an office workspace, so that if they maybe decide not to use that bedroom, they can use it as an office, or it could be an office bedroom. So if they have guests over, they can use it for the bedroom. But in the meantime, they'll have their own separate private office. Air conditioning. Reverse cycle air conditioning is another way that you can justify your rent increase. A lot of places don't offer air conditioning, and so it can be something to differentiate you. The reverse cycle air conditioner is ideal for all climate types. Apart from cooling, reverse cycle units can be successfully used for heating as well. While the price of a new reverse cycle air conditioner might be a bit steep, you can always find a secondhand unit and have it professionally installed. Just make sure that the external unit isn't located in an awkward place, as potential tenants might find that as a downside. Along the back of the house or in the, the balcony corner would be great. Or if that's still too much, try a window AC unit. If you've got small units, like I have some studio efficiencies that I offer, I can put in my ads, we have air conditioning, and I have a little window unit in there that's cost me under $100, and I can get that unit to easily cool the smaller, studio efficiency type apartment. It quickly pays for itself from the increased rent that you will see over the years that'll last. And I've had these units, some of them are very cheap, but they can last years. And if they have to replace them, hey, it's cheap, and it doesn't really make that big a difference. No matter what great shape your rental is in, there's always room for improvement that will bring you in more money in the long term. I've done other episodes on things that you can do in addition to, in terms of amenities that can increase your income as well. Everything from storage areas to bike racks and on that can also help you bring in additional income. Once your investment starts to pay off, you will have the capital to make even more upgrades, and your rental property will reach a whole new level. Make sure you don't focus on the wrong thing, though, and put the cleanliness above all other fancy upgrades so that you can attract the right people to your property. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today, including any links that I have, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. Just look for the episode entitled Rental Property Improvements to Increase Rent. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.